be the glory for the great and mighty things that he is doing. This is the day that the Lord hath made, and we will truly rejoice and be glad in it. And with that, we're going to ask the Holy Spirit to come into our presence. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, thou art welcome in this place. Let's invite him in. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, thou art welcome in this. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, you are welcome in this place. And with this, we'll say yes to you, Lord. Yes to your will. Yes to you, oh God. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. When your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. Come on, TMC, that's with us together. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. When your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. One more time, we'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. We'll say yes, Lord, yes, we will trust you and obey. When your spirit speaks to us, when your spirit speaks to us, when your spirit speaks to us, with our whole hearts we'll agree, and our answer will be yes, Lord, yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes to your will, yes to your way, O Lord. So we give glory to your holy and righteous name. Down at the cross where my Savior died, down where for cleansing from sin I cried, There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. I'm singing glory to his name, his precious name. Glory to his name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. I am so wondrously saved from sin. Jesus so sweetly abides within. There at the cross where he took me in. Glory to his name. I'm singing glory to his name, his precious name. Glory to his name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Come on, TMC. We're singing glory to his name, his precious name. Glory to his name. There to our hearts was the blood applied. Glory to his name. We're singing glory to his name, his precious name. Glory to his name. There to our hearts was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We sing glory, glory, glory to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And Lord, we just thank you for allowing us to come before you in your presence. So we give your name glory. We give your name praise. Here we are in your presence, lifting holy hands to you. Here we are, praising Jesus for all the things he's brought us through. Oh, yes, 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 here we are. Here we are, in your presence, lift sing holy hands to you. Here we are, praising Jesus for all the things he's brought us through. Yes, close your eyes and see yourself in his presence. Here we are in your presence, lifting holy hands to you. Here we are praising Jesus for all the things you brought us through. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name. I'll turn it over to our hosts. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you, Ms. Roslyn. Thank you, Roslyn, Minister Roslyn, for seating and greeting us this morning. Thank you, Minister Brenda, for giving us your songs of praises this morning on this here of the Master's Call. I am Minister Simone, and I wish you all the warmest of kingdoms greetings. I'm calling you from Vancouver, beautiful British Columbia, Canada. And on October 25th, 2010, that's over 11 and a half years ago, our co-founders, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, founded the Master's Call with the scripture reference Psalms 88 and verse 13, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you." Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. The website is themasterscall.net. That is themasterscall.net. And all messages have been archived on the website as well as our speaker's bio. The theme for this year in 2022 is God is requiring immediate obedience in all he instructs us to do. For with immediate obedience, we will continually experience restoration, divine protection, creative miracles, and strategic breakthroughs. If you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, as Minister Roslyn did this morning, and as a psalmist, as Minister Brenda did, and as a host, as such as myself, or to share a word from the Lord, you may have a prayer request or a praise report. Please submit your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net, and Dr. Vanessa will contact you. Today is Testimonial Thursday with the director, Deborah Smith, as the host, and Diamond President, Reggie Flanagan, as the guest. Well, our speaker for today really don't need any introduction, but she is Dr. Vanessa for today. She's a mentor, one of the co-founders for our platform here on the Master's Call, as well as a author. What I'll do is I'll pray, and the next voice you will hear for today is, before I pray, the morning motivational call is held immediately following this call, Monday to Friday. It is led by a group of dynamic leaders giving us vital information on the benefits of the wonderful Artistry product. That number is 667-770-1525, and the PIN number is 294-617#. Again, that number is 667-770-1525, and the PIN number is 294-617#, and the bypass number is 716-293-9707. Let us pray. Lord, I pray this day for your gift of another day, for all your mercies each and every morning. Our eyes are open and our hearts is beating. Each of these means you have a plan for us this minute, this hour, this day. I don't know every step for today, but I know it will be for our good. I am confident it will be for your glory. Will you lead us, Jesus? We need you. Will you order our steps, each one? May your love flow through us, and may we embrace every opportunity to share with others. Watch over Dr. Vanessa this day, Lord, as she Bless us with her words of encouragement today, Father God. Also watch over Dr. Pecola today, Father God, that has given us this platform to express ourselves, Father. Bless and keep us all, keep them, as well as the TNC family and their extended family members as well, dear God. We ask, or I ask, all these mercies and more in your name's sake. Amen. Dr. Vanessa, are you there, please?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much, Minister Simone, for hosting us today. Love and appreciate you on this Thankful Thursday, tagged by our Minister Rosalind. Thank you for greeting and seating the Master's Call family as we came on the line. Love and appreciate you. We are used to you leading us in worship and glad since you're out of school that you're able to greet God's people, and we thank you for the love and the hospitality you extended to us, reminding us to be thankful, and to Minister Brenda there in Ocean Springs, Mississippi. Thank you for that anointed time of worship in song. So appreciate you for setting the atmosphere. So glad to see our co-founder, Dr. Pecola Roberts, on this morning. And we're looking forward to celebrating her birthday next Tuesday, the 12th. Of course, she flows all month, but for those who have been asking, yes, Tuesday is her birthday. And we're just so grateful for her love for each and every one of us and this, the Master's Call. So again, I'm just grateful to be the mouthpiece to bring the message this morning. We will be going through a series, so for the next couple of times that I'll be on, I'll be teaching a series. So we're going to just let the Lord have his way. And the title of this series is simply Give God Your Best as We Pass Our Test. Simply give God your best as we pass, I could say, each and every test. And we subtitled it that we have a mandate and a mission. I am being transformed to purpose. These tests produce a mandate and a mission as we are being transformed to purpose. Years ago, God gave me this acronym for BEST, B-E-S-T, because God just simply inquires of us to do our best. Most of you were raised in homes where your parents would tell you as long as you have done your best, that that's all that they require. I know in this Weatherspoon household, I could hear my dad so clearly challenging us, be it grades or be it sports or be it doing our best at an Easter speech or a Christmas speech. It would always be a challenge that God has deposited so much in us, but what he will always require of us is to simply do your best. And the acronym for BEST, birthing excellence successfully triumphant. Birthing excellence successfully triumphant. See, when we give our best, that means we've laid it all out there. There's nothing else. We've done the best that is within us. But many of us, including the speaker this morning, have to be honest that there have been times when we didn't pour it all out, that we may have given it at 85 because we knew that would get us over instead of giving it the 100% that God requires. Our text for this series of simply give God your best. It's a simple request. He gave us his best on Golgotha's hill, on Calvary's cross. He paid it all. The least we can do day in and day out is to be able to close the day by saying we've given our best. All that beautiful story of Ruth. We're going to go through the first chapter and not reading all through it, but Ruth 1 through 18. And it is the story of Naomi where, let me read the first few verses that says, in the days when the judges ruled, there was a famine in the land. So a man from Bethlehem in Judah, together with his wife and two sons, went to live for a while in the country of Moab. The man's name was Elimelech. His wife's name was Naomi. And the names of his two sons were Mahlon and Chilion. And they were Ephraimites from Bethlehem, Judah. And they went to Moab there. And we know as the story progressed, Naomi's husband died, and she was left with her two sons, and they both married Moabite women. One married Orpah, and the other Ruth. And after they had lived there 10 years, both of her sons died. And so she had her two daughter-in-laws, and when she told them that it was up to them that they, and they could have the choice of staying or going back with her. That eighth verse says, then Naomi said to her two daughter-in-laws, go back, each of you, to your mother's home. May the Lord show you kindness as you have shown kindness to your dead husbands and to me. And may the Lord grant that each of you will find rest in the home of another husband. Then she kissed them goodbye, and they wept aloud and said to her, we will go back with you to your people. But Naomi said, return home, my daughters. Why would you come with me? Am I going to have more sons who can become your husbands? Return, my daughters, to your home. I'm too old to have another husband. Even if I thought there was still hope for me, even if I had a husband tonight and then gave birth to sons, would you wait until they grew up? Would you remain unmarried for them? No, my daughters, it is more bitter for me than for you, because the Lord's hand has turned against me. And at this, and they wept aloud. Well, Orpah kissed her mother-in-love goodbye. But we know the story that Ruth clung to her, and we always hear this 15th verse. Look, said Naomi, your sister-in-law is going back to her people and her gods with her. But Ruth replied in that 16th verse, don't urge me to leave you or to turn back from you. Where you go, I will go. And where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people. And it goes on in that 18th verse to say, when Naomi realized that Ruth was determined to go with her, she stopped urging her. So as we go through this series, we'll be discussing principles of purpose. As we simply give our best, and as we endure and pass our tests, we're going to discover, we're going to have illuminated to our understanding the principles of purpose. And for some of us, it may be returning to our purpose. We're going to strategically, in detail, go over what we'll call the rules of engagement. We'll have 12 rules of engagement that we're going to go over with the backdrop of this story in mind. That we're going to simply know that the assignment on our life, we're going to give God our best. And with the best, there will always come tests. Principle number one, know to whom you have been assigned. First, we got to know to whom we have been assigned. We are not assigned to everybody, everywhere. Let me say that again. I know some of us think we have an S on our chest and we're super saints, Jesus juniors, but we all have specific assignments. And we are not assigned to everybody everywhere. It is very important to get before God and find out and know to whom and where you have been assigned. God's grace will only be where you are assigned to be. God's not obligated to give grace when we go on a goose hunt that he did not send us on. This is not resurrection or Easter season, as some of you call it. Get before God and be clear on your specific assignment in this season we are in. We are not to tell God our purpose, but through prayer and meditation with godly counsel, we discover our preordained purpose. See, our passion is usually directly tied to our purpose. No more good ideas. Let's strive to be only assigned to the God ideas. I say this all the time because usually people who are, I'm not going to just say busy, but busy and productive, because some folks are busy but not very productive. But for those of us who strive and are productive, people will always come to you to get you to hitch on to their purpose, their dream, because they know that you will get things done, make things happen. And it's not to be mad at that person, but it's up to us to get before God and get the green light or the red light, get the yes or the no. So you always have to be sensitive. And what does that mean, Dr. B? You got to have your own real prayer life. You have to have your own ability to hear the voice of God to make sure that the assignment, the task that's been brought to you, laid on your doorstep, is of God or not. That, you don't want good ideas. You want the God ideas that are already wrapped in the anointing of God, that already are full of the favor of God, that already have his compassion and his check of approval on it, so that he's gone before us and made those crooked pathways straight and the rough places smooth, so that the endurance, the energy, the enthusiasm will be in us to see those God ideas through. And then provision, resources will always come from God. When we are assigned and with whom we are assigned, God will bring about the provision for the vision. Many times when I have been going through things and finances get crazy, you know, your change is strange and your money is funny, and you're like, hold up. God, you have always promised to be our Jehovah Yireh. You have always promised, oh, some of y'all call that Jehovah Jireh, that you've always been one who is brings in whatever we need to complete the task. And when those finances start to fail, I've learned to get before God, because there's a real devil that does fight us, that does try to hinder and harass and delay and even deny us of what we need. But when we're walking with God and on his provision track, he will supernaturally get us what we need. Now, sometimes it comes in the 11th hour, right before the stroke of midnight, but as we stay trusting God, that's why we know and have to decide what that assignment is and be settled in our assignment. I like that, be settled in our assignment, so that with that faith that is focused, we know that the provision will come. And with the sensitivity through prayer, we will box God in on how he's going to bring the provision. Through years of just life and ministry, usually he never brings in the provision through the means and the ways that I think. Or for many of you all probably have the same testimony. I'll step out on faith and do some things, and I'm like, hold up, God, this ain't flowing with the fervor that I thought it would. And usually he comes from a whole different way, which makes me stay sensitive and yielded that he will provide where he guides. So that very first principle, remember and always keep that in your heart. Know to whom you have been assigned. See, think of it as the outer court, the inner court, and the Holy of Holies. All of us have relationships. To me, 99% of my Facebook relationship, they're out-of-court people. Most of them I have not had interaction with, relationship with. We may have common things which allow us, and that's why it's just so shallow. But I hear people say, well, they answer my friend requests, they're my friend. Well, your definition of friend is, woo, really kind of loose there. And those out-of-court people are important, but that's not usually those who know what's really going on in your life. And even those intercourse folks, maybe folks that we know we've had experience relationships in my life of living so many different places in New York, still in touch with people in Tulsa when I was in seminary, living in California and Oakland, still in touch with people in Dallas for years. You know, you have different people that you have relationship with that intercourse, but that holy of holies, that close circle of people that I pray for every day and concerned about what's going on in their world and believing God that they're caring about me. Make sure that you understand the level of the assignment and those whom you are assigned to. Well, I hope that sets some folks free, that we have to get clear with our assignment and whom we are assigned to and what the boundaries, I call it the guardrails of faith, are that we should stay within. Principle two, refuse to build your future around your past. Refuse to build your future around your past. Learn from your past. But some of us get stuck in our past. What do you mean? When God says move on, you and I better move on and go on. You know, Elsie sings, let it go, let it go. Some of us have not let go of some things that, some past experiences that we should eat the meat and spit out the bones and learn the right lessons. But learn from your past. Don't linger there. It will only make for some miserable todays. And then we look up and have a lot of empty yesterdays. Live in the present. It is our gift from God. See, I am a true teacher down to the very marrow in my bones. And I so desire for God's people to hear and understand for themselves what God is saying. Even as I walk in the office of a prophet, I want us to mature to the point. That's where the veil was ripped when Jesus said, it is finished. You don't have to go through other folks. If we would make the time, take the time, develop a rhythm of prayer and communication and relationship with God, he does not want us ignorant. James 1:5. If you lack, what's that what key word right there? That six-letter word, wisdom. Whatever's going on in your world, he'll talk to you if you'll talk to him. And it's okay if you're not hearing, or some of us are too emotional or distracted or whatever, and we want that prophetic word, but it shouldn't be the first thing we go to. It should be us having that relationship. Some of us, we still want to run to our mother or to that safe place instead of growing your own faith muscles. Now, that's one thing that Ms. Jones used to say all of our lives growing up. Me and your father won't always be here, but while we're here, we're going to pour everything into you. Our job is to help you grow up to be good, honest, loving, respectable adults who love God. And from college years, mother's not going to always be here. And she never said it, sadly, but challenging us to grow up, to mature, to know that you've been given the tools. Everything you and I need is in the house. When you lay your hands on your own belly, prophesy that. Everything I need is in the house. Because the Paraclete, the Holy Ghost, Jehovah Rohi, is in me. And he will guide, lead, and direct me, shepherd me. And so as we want people, I don't want us to just get knowledge. We want to get understanding. I know a lot of people who can spew out a lot of scriptures or know a lot of facts or understand a lot of statistics. But when we have to climb to the next level of understanding, they look like a deer caught in headlights. What does that book of wisdom tell us in Proverbs 4, that seventh verse? In all your getting, get understanding. So even as we go through these principles, ask God, Lord, help me understand. What are you showing me that I have understanding? The deep calling out to the deep things of God. I don't want a surface understanding. I want to fully understand what you're saying, what you're doing in my life. And I'll stay in your presence and I'll stay in that secret place until the revelation comes with the illumination so I can walk out the manifestation. of your will. We have got to learn the right lessons, then move on and do better. Why? Because we know better. So in our text, as I close for today, Ruth discerned that her union with Naomi was for a reason and for a purpose, and she was not going to miss her purpose by leaving this relationship. And remember, it was also a part of her future God-ordained legacy. So you ought to ask some questions when anybody comes into our space with assignment. Are they here for a season or just for a reason or for a lifetime? Are they to stay in the outer court or am I to pull them in to my Holy of Holies? Ask God. He'll tell us so we're not all over the place. Jack of all trades, but mastering absolutely nothing for his glory and our good. Oh, today, simply give God your best as we pass our test. We're being transformed to purpose. Best, birthing excellence, successfully triumphant. Father, I decree and declare that you'll seal this word, that we'll get before God and realize, do some shifting and sifting, first in our own lives and in our circles of influence. For these are tumultuous times, and we want to be on time and in cadence with your will for our lives. So I thank you that we hear the assignment and have immediate obedience to do what you tell us to do with whom you tell us to do. In Jesus' name. Amen. I turn it back over to you, Minister Simone, to lead us in our prayer request. The floor is yours.
Thank you, Minister Vanessa, for that powerful message this morning. Simply give God our best as we pass our test. Let us pray. Oh, Father and our God, once again we come in your presence, dear Lord. We ask for your divine intervention to let those words of encouragement fill our hearts, Father God. Fill back up Minister Pastor Vanessa, dear Lord, as she blessed us this morning with her words, Father God. We ask for your divine intervention in our hearts, Father God. Watch over us as we go throughout the rest of this day, dear Father. These and all other mercies I ask, in your name's sake, I pray. Amen. To hear a playback of this message, dial 712-432-1085. Again, that number is 712-432-1085, and the PIN number is 957-677-POUND. The morning motivational call again this morning will be held by our guest speaker. The speaker will be, what's her name again? Anagan? Is that it?
Diamond President Reggie will speak about the zing
right.
From a male perspective. And the host, you're asking about the host, is Director Deborah Smith.
That's what I mean. The host is Director Deborah Smith, and Reggie Flanagan will be a guest speaker. Thank you, Psalmist Brenda, or Minister Brenda, for that powerful songs of praise this morning. And thank you, Minister Rosalyn, for seating and greeting us this morning. And again, thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for that powerful message this morning. Can you come back in and give us the benediction, please?
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Father, we just are so excited, even in the midst of all that we're experiencing, that we know your hand is moving us from one degree of grace to the other. We thank you that we choose, commit, and covenant with you to always give you our best. We repent for the times when we had the sloppy agape, or as I call it, the greasy grace, and did not give you our very best. But we thank you that your mercies are new every morning. Stir us up, those gifts of God that you've deposited inside of us. And so as we prepare to leave this call, but never your presence, just help us understand with every door, every opportunity, every step we take, that you've deposited so much in us, and we must be willing to be that yielded vessel to give it out to others so that we pass with a flying color, an A-plus every test. And so we go knowing that you are ordering our footsteps this day, that we seek and decree the favor and the force of God be with us this day, and we will give you and you alone all the glory, all the honor. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have an absolutely awesome day. Look forward to hearing many of you all on our Testimonial Thursday call. Be blessed. Bye-bye.